Today is Thursday, February 13th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is Galentine's Day. I guess that's when the gals get together to celebrate Valentine's Day. The music's a little loud still. It's also Giving Hearts Day, National Tortellini Day, and last but not least, National Cheddar Day. I do like cheddar cheese, and fresh cheddar cheese, or like non-processed cheddar cheese, is much better. You know, when I was growing up, we used to just have Kraft singles, and occasionally we would have, I don't know, cheddar slices of cheddar or something. We would also have that government cheese. Did anyone have the government cheese when they were growing up? And I don't know if we were on food stamps at some point. I'd have to ask my mom that. But I think we had relatives that were on food stamps and they or something, and they were, I don't know, somehow they got cheese for free. And so they would give it to us because they would get too much. I don't think we were on food stamps, but I mean, if we were, that's fine. I'm not looking down on people who are, but I was just, I don't remember that. Although I wouldn't. I mean, who pays? What kid is paying attention to what form of currency his mom is pulling out of her purse when she buys groceries? Nobody. So anyway, we didn't really have, I don't really think I had like a block of nice cheddar cheese, you know, freshly sliced or crumbled or shredded or whatever the case may be until I was in my adult years at least. But I love it. Well, even the processed kind. Give me a good cheddar, I'm good with it. Although American cheese does melt better on burgers, and I will stand by that. I will eat other types of cheese on a burger if I have to, but my preference is always going to be American cheese. So there will be some who disagree, like, oh, I want blue cheese crumbles on there. You know who you are. But no, a burger needs a slice of American cheese, and that's it. See, I'm making it about burgers now instead of about cheese, but it is what we do around here. We just go off on tangents. So I'm looking to see if we have any contact, and we don't, alas. Sigh, we don't have any contact. So, you know, in my life, I've already said that it's getting really boring right now. I mean, we're in the planning stages of a lot of exciting things. Although I'm really putting stuff off because, I don't know, I'm just not, I want to travel. I love traveling. I want to take lots of vacations this year, as many as I can. But I'm just not in the mood to go through the planning process. And I did ask, I did go to Perplexity because I heard Perplexity was good at doing research. For anyone who doesn't know, Perplexity is another like ChatGPT. You can go there for free and ask questions. And it's a chatbot. It's an AI chatbot. and they have a paid plan as well. And it's supposed to be really good at research actual facts, whereas ChatGPT doesn't do as well with research. And I also tried, I haven't tried Notebook LM because you have to provide Notebook LM the data. So I've got to figure that part out. But I tried Perplexity and I said, hey, go and research here. I just want May, June, or August. I want a cruise leaving out of either Florida or Houston or New Orleans. So basically Gulf of Mexico. And I want it to be Royal Caribbean, and I want it to be on whatever class of ship. I don't remember the class names, but I said I want it to be on this class of ship. And it only 3-night options. And it just gave me bull crap. I mean, at first it said it couldn't give me prices. And then it came back and it said, oh, you know, here are some, and not all of them were correct, and I was going to have to go, you know, and verify all of them. So it didn't really help me. It didn't really help me because I was going to have to go back and verify. So I've tried that route. I've even thought about writing and creating some agents, some AI agents, but that'll take, so I need to learn how to do that, because that's, you know, that is the up and coming thing. I was just watching a couple of YouTube videos on AI agents, and even though they've been around for a long time, they're just starting to get, this is going to be the thing. This is what's going to be automating all of our jobs away. So I need to learn how to build them. So I'm one of the ones creating the agents. But anyway, so I thought, I could create an agent, but that'll take a while. And there's no guarantee that that agent is going to be correct. So that means I'm going to need to go in and verify what the agents are, the info that they're giving me. And then how often would I use this? Well, only once a year, you know, or whatever. Specifically, so I mean, I could do a travel one. I think that would be beneficial if I could put together, and I'm sure there are some websites out there that already do this, AI travel planning, you know, or whatever. But if I could put together, you know, for Mark and I, for our personal use, agents that would go out, you know, you give them some information like, oh, this is what we're in the mood for this year. This is, you build a profile, and maybe it remembers each thing about you as it learns it. And then you go to, you say, hey, we're looking for, vacation ideas for July this year. And it knows your preferences, and it goes out, and, you know, you could say, oh, you know, we're thinking about an island, or we're thinking about, we want it to be something, you know, cooler temperatures, or Mediterranean, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And then these agents would go out, you know, there'd be a research agent that would go out and collect all the web articles and stuff about hot vacation spots 2025 or whatever the case may be, you know, and an agent that would check those for accuracy or whatever. I don't know, but I'm just making crap up. And then another one that would check those against our preferences and come up with a list that's applicable to us. And then another one that would sum that up into a report and send it off to us. And then we have a report that says, oh, Adam and Mark, here are your options for your vacation. There's this itinerary that, you know, leaves on this date or whatever, and it will cost you this much money. And then ideally we could just go, okay, we'd like to do option number two. Please purchase the tickets. And then another agent goes off and purchases airline tickets. It has all of our frequent flyer information and preferences around, you know, nonstop or, you know, whatever the case may be, whether we want to use frequent flyer miles or cash or, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it does that. And then there's another agent that goes out and books the hotel. It knows the days we need a hotel, and it knows our hotel preferences. Again, that would be very cool, but I'm not going to be able to build that probably at all. I mean, I'd be able to, yes, I am able to build something like that. Will I ever build that exact thing to that level? Probably not, because we know I get bored with things. I'll build one of them and be like, oh, that's cool, that works. And I'll be like, squirrel, and I'll move on to something else probably. But so I've thought about that. But, you know, I just need to go out and do the research, put the dates in a spreadsheet, and send them to my parents. It's not like it'll take that long, just a couple hours, but I've been putting it off. And then Mark and I, we know it's Scotland for the summer and Switzerland for the September for his birthday, but we don't know anywhere about where we're going, like what we're going to do. All I did was find one website that lists 5 different Scottish itineraries. And so we need to review that and see, because that's the first trip that's coming up. So yeah, but other than planning, like, nothing exciting is happening here. I am still thinking about going and doing some updates to the ham map. I mean, now that it's working for Big Fatty, it's like squirrel, something else. But I'm printing, I'm working on this organizer wall. I think I mentioned that. So my 3D printer has just been all week, it's just popping out pieces for this organizer wall. That is one downside about 3D print. It's cool. It is so cool that you can be like, hey, I want a statue of an elephant. And then you can just open your phone, say, look up, you know, elephant, find a model, click print. And then, you know, you go in there and boom, you have a 3D model, a physical model of an elephant. It is so much like a Star Trek replicator, but it takes so long. So it's not, so, you know, I want this organizer, and I think it'll end up being even cheaper just for me paying for the plastic versus buying an existing organizer. So it might save a little money, but it's also just cool that I did it myself. But there are like, I don't know, 50 pieces that I have to print, and they each take hours. So it'll be 3 or 4 more days before I'm finished printing this stuff. But anyway, so I've been doing that and just deciding what my next digital project is going to be and getting through work, just telling myself I'm doing this. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. Doggone it. People like me spiel. Now I'm just saying when I get nervous for a meeting, I'm just saying, dude, first of all, you're not that important. You doing something stupid or messing up is not going to ruin the whole company. And also, you're not dumb. Like, you're smart and you know what you're talking about, and you are a skilled person and you just don't need to worry. And I've just been telling myself that all week long. So we'll see if it sticks into my brain. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.